finding pregnancy support you can trust is worth celebrating. Getting it on sale is worth belting Beyonce in your car. That's right. Ritual's Black Friday sale is on. Support your body's new nutrient needs with their clinically backed prenatal multivitamin. Or give back to your gut with Natal Biotic, a probiotic supplement for trying, pregnancy, and postpartum to support digestive, vaginal, and baby's immune health. At Ritual, quality is top priority. All of their supplements are clean, third-party tested for heavy metals, and 100% made traceable. Because you deserve high-quality support at every stage of your pregnancy journey. Cut prices without cutting corners and get their best savings on their best supplements with 40% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/pregnancy support. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I don't understand how these things happen. I blame AI, but it makes me wonder if there's something sinister at work.
What's going on?
So I don't know if you heard about this, but somebody asked their Amazon Alexa device to predict when America will cease to exist.
Oh, good.
First of all, how does that even come up? And why would you ask it so specifically, when will America cease to exist?
Right. Like, honestly, this is what I'm thinking, that monitoring would be a good choice, right? Like, I want to know who that individual is. Who came up with that idea?
Okay, Raven, not only did it generate an answer, but it was also very specific. February 20th, 2031.
What happens then?
America ceases to exist, Raven. Were you not listening to what I just said?
Yeah, but how? It gave no explanation?
It kind of did. They claim, the people that asked it, that they gave a very vague answer about some government changes that most people did not agree with. Like, what is that supposed to mean?
What?
I mean, what? Like, what? And how, first of all, how far away is 2031? It's almost 25, so 6 years. So, like, a little over 6 years from now.
Just say asteroid. That's all I'm thinking.
No.
Just say asteroid.
No, what's scarier? That something the government did that people didn't agree with, or asteroid? I think asteroid is, I don't want the asteroid. Because there's a chance that that could be real, and that's, they both could be real. It's all bad. It's
I was
going to
say it, right? Like, I mean, which part of this? I like the one that's more ominous and, you know, there's nothing that we can do about it. It's out of our control. With people, I mean, you always feel like, could we have done something differently, I guess?
Here's the good news. Amazon has made it now, so Alexa no longer answers that question. Because, you know, everybody's going to ask. Immediately, you're going to ask, right?
Right. They didn't inform Amazon that that was silly. Mm-hmm. They just said, don't say that anymore.
See who called the Santa tip line today.
It's how you know the holidays are really here, when people start calling the Santa tip line. You can call too, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 877-881-7440. Again, put this in your phone, 877-881-7440. And you can let Santa know who's been naughty and who's been nice.
Parents, you can use this as a tool too,
yes.
Right? You can, you know, threaten its usage for bad times, but you can also, you know, give it as a reward too when there's good times going on.
Right. I mean, sometimes your kids do something great and you're like, you know what, let's call Santa and let him know. Or they do something absolutely terrible, like use Sharpie to write all over your white couch, which happened this weekend.
Wow.
And then you also want to call Santa just to let him know, give him a little heads up on what's going down.
It's rough. Sounds expensive too.
Yep.
Hi, Santa. This is Tia Lucy, and I wanted to tell you that Ariana Cristiano has been very good this year. Hope she gets some good presents.
So, did she say Zia? So, is it like Zia?
Aunt.
Like, right. So,
yeah.
I feel like ants have a warped sense of you, too, as far as behavior goes, though.
100%. My nieces and nephews know that if they want something that mom and dad will not buy for
right.
them, they come to Zia Anna right here. And I make sure that it shows up, and I have no idea where it came from.
And
no
let me
clue.
Just ask you right now, are any of them ever misbehaving?
Never.
Right.
Not my babies.
Sounds,
my babies are perfect.
Sounds highly accurate,
yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Morning, Santa. This is Melissa and Macy and Francesca. And Macy wants to tell you how it's been this year.
Santa, I've been very good this year.
What's something you've done to be very good?
Help my sister down the stairs instead of just leaving her at the top.
Good job. Is there anything else?
Help her get down from my bed. I help my sister wash her hair in the tub.
Aww.
And I help her get her diaper.
Very good.
Merry Christmas, Santa Claus. I love you.
Merry Christmas, Santa. Francesca's been good, too. She's a toddler. You know that. She's just crazy. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Am I crazy? But does it sound like that little girl is raising her sister?
I didn't even understand what she was saying.
Helps her up and down the stairs, help her off high things, helps her wash her hair in the bathroom. I mean, I hope she isn't the only one doing the supervising.
She's in charge.
Wow.
And it takes a lot of work to be a big sister, that's for sure.
I mean, I guess, right?
Okay, this is for Brandon, who doesn't think that he's cool enough for Santa Claus, but he did 2 black flips on the trampoline. Oh, 3 back flips on the trampoline. My bad. So, Brandon, say, Santa, I've been good.
Wait a minute. But did he do three back flips like Simone Biles style, like all at once? Or did he land it, then do a second, then do a third?
I mean, I don't know. Either way, it's pretty impressive. Yeah. It is pretty impressive. I'm not going to lie.
Bring that kid a toy.
All right.
You want to call the Santa tip line, 877-881-7440.
There sure are a lot of kids on the naughty list this year. Let's check Anna and Raven's Santa tip line.
Oh, you don't want to be on the naughty list. You want to be on the good list.
Mm-hmm.
You can call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You just leave a message for Santa Claus. That number is 877-881-7440. 877-881-7440. Santa wants to know who's been naughty and who's been nice.
Merry Christmas, indeed. I'll tell you what, Mooj Magooch has been on his best behavior all year, and I think his stocking should be stuffed full and blessed with many gifts under the tree as well. So hopefully St. Nick will slide through and generosity will flow.
You know, I'm thinking about it, Anna, and I don't know if he's talking about himself or his dog.
Gooch Magooch?
Yeah.
Gooch Magooch.
I don't know which one. Could be him.
I think he's talking about himself.
He could be.
Yeah, I think when you referred to yourself as Gooch Magooch.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got some uncles like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. 100%.
Does he live alone? What's the backstory on that Gooch? I don't know. Scooch,
you know.
Magooch?
Yeah, a lot of chest hair.
Yeah.
Lots. Yeah.
On his back.
Everywhere. It's very hairy.
Hi, Santa. This is Olivia Owen.
And Jake Owen.
Can you Claire please, Owen.
Can you please bring Lucy and Holly here tonight? Can you also take a picture and make Lucy give it to me of Rudolph. And also, can you please bring our elf early?
Okay, bye, Santa.
Love
bye.
You. So, Lucy and Holly, I love them.
Like, Olivia dialed the phone, was the first one to speak, and then didn't get to say a word to Santa.
Right, that's what happens when you're a big sister.
I didn't get to say a word.
They want a picture of Rudolph sent to their house, and they also want their elf to come. Our elf came, Mr. Friendly.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I thought he was running late because all of a sudden everyone woke up in a panic on Friday, and they were like, where's Mr. Friendly?
Yeah.
And there was a lot of panic, and the next thing we knew, he was downstairs waiting.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, it was very chaotic for a few minutes while we figured out where he was.
Yeah.
And then he revealed himself in his secret hidden spot.
No need to freak out, everybody. He'll be there. He'll be there.
Yeah, even if he's a couple days late, it's all right. He's coming.
Hello? Hi, Santa. This is Luca. Luca, have a great day today. Bring me a lot of presents, please. Love, Santa. I love you, Santa. I love you, Santa.
This kid is handing out the love.
He's
pumping
so
Santa up.
He's pumping all of us up. He's like, we're going to have a great day today, everybody. He's like, giddy up. Let's do this. The holiday season is here. Bring me gifts. If you want to call the Santa tip line, 877-881-7440. Today's warning, throw it out. Trending is brought to you by Leaf Filter. Protect your home and never clean out gutters again with Leaf Filter, America's number one gutter protection system. Raven, today is the last day for leftovers. Throw them out.
My wife gave me the verdict late last night. She's like, she heated a couple things up, and she's like, I'm leaving these things out. And the reason being is because after you're done, they're going in the trash.
Yep.
And I'm like, what about baked ziti? I'm like, you can get 4 days out of baked. She's like, it's all going in the trash.
It's true. The Department of Agriculture says cooked turkey and other meat only last 3 or 4 days in the fridge before it starts getting gross, and we have reached that point. Same for gravy and yams. Cranberry sauce is good for about a week, but stuffing can be frozen and stored for up to 3 months. But just make it again.
Let me tell you a secret. We had bought a frozen turkey, and it just did not defrost for whatever reason in time. So we went out and we bought another fresh turkey, and that's what I ended up making. So if I wanted to, technically, I can go home and fry another turkey today. That sucker's ready to go now.
I mean, you're so excited about it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep. Okay.
Yep.
Also today, besides throwing out all your leftovers, it's Cyber Monday. Black Friday, record $10.8 billion. Black Friday was back, and I knew it. I knew people wanted to go back out
you
shopping.
Knew it.
I mean, I felt the excitement. It was when I pulled out of the mall where I live, that people were fighting for my spot.
Yes.
And it felt good.
Every time I went out to, at the mall, I went out back to the car probably four times to drop off gifts because I was doing a ton of shopping. And every time I would go out to the car, people would follow me like quietly behind me. And I'd be like, I'm not leaving. And then they'd look at me in disgust. And one woman was like, oh, of course not. But yet she still waited. And I was like, no, we're not leaving.
Yeah. Yeah, she didn't want to give up hope.
It was busy. And then leaving, you know, leaving the mall at that point, I mean, I probably left at like 12 or 1, the stream of cars going in. So, yeah, it was definitely back. I didn't get anything done all week, and I am shopping today.
Yeah, well, definitely. You're not going to be alone. Last year, shoppers spent more than $12 billion on Cyber Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And they're saying this year, experts are saying it's going to be even more. The average American shopper will spend about $234 today. Today,
yeah, that
on
seems
clothes,
low.
Cosmetics, and electronics. I bought a majority. I don't even want to. It's crazy to even say it. I bought so much over the last 72 hours that I think today I'm looking for specific deals.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like I have a list in my head. If this falls below this amount, I'll buy it today.
Is it for somebody else or is it for you?
Oh, for somebody else. I don't buy like I know there's. I mean, my best friend tells me all the time. She goes and she's going shopping for other people, and then she just comes home with things for herself.
Of course,
I don't do that. Like I first when I have it in my head, I'm on a mission. These are people on my list. I need to cross off these people on my list.
Wow, I think you're letting a lot of joy go past in your life.
No, we need to save money. We need to save money, and there's no money. All right, last week, Dictionary.com said the word of the year is demure, and now Oxford Dictionary has released their word of the year, and it's brain rot. What is brain rot?
Not a single straightforward definition. One of them is indulging and absorbing large amounts of low-quality information that is thought to be associated with deteriorating functioning and a loss of intelligence.
We're talking
so
about
my
you.
Life.
A skibbity toilet, Ohio, Riz.
Can't beat Raven.
Can't beat Raven. This show. I have terrible news. If you listen to this show with regularity, congratulations, you probably have brain rot.
Drink it up. My cup is full.
What happened on Thanksgiving? I got to say, mine was joyful, very easygoing.
That's nice.
Nothing crazy happened. Perfect.
Yeah. You know what? Mine was really great, too. But let me tell you. So one of the best things that I've ever done for myself is allot my time to on Thanksgiving to I'm the guy who fries the turkey. Right. And we had a small group this time. Used to be my wife would bake one and I would fry one, too. But we had a small group this time. Rainy conditions. But I set up out in the driveway. I'm a jolly fellow. I've set the timers. I even did Chef Plum's fancy sweet tea brine this year on the turkey, Anna.
Mm-hmm.
High hopes. I was like, you know what? I am dedicated to getting it done. It's always been great, but last year, a little bit pink, a little bit too moist for my liking. So I go out there, I set up, I fry the turkey. I'm on the high side. It's 3 to 5 minutes average when you're frying a turkey based on pound. I do all the math. I put it in there. Boom, drop it in. Not only do I maintain proper temperature throughout the entire frying process, Anna, and I maintained the time, but I ended up pulling it out even a few minutes early. And when it came out, it was like a cannonball, man. That turkey had shrunk. That turkey was black. That turkey was hard. My first thoughts were Christmas vacation. I ruined the holiday. But I brought it inside. I let it sit. I let it rest for 20 minutes.
Wait, when you see this, if you haven't gone to our Instagram, go to our Instagram at Anna and Raven.
I got to tell you.
He's not kidding. It is a black ball. What it is.
And it looks tiny, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Because it like shrank when I did this. I mean, this is a good sized bird, 14, 15 pounds. Turns out I let it rest. I give it its 25 minutes or whatever. And then just like in Christmas vacation, I basically popped it. And when I did that, underneath, luckily, the most delicious turkey ever. My grandfather said it was the best turkey he's ever had in his life. And he's like, you know, vegetarian when it suits his needs. Mm-hmm. But like other times, he's like, I'll eat some meat. And he's like, that's the best turkey I ever had in my life.
Huh.
It was really, really good.
When you sent that to me, I go, oh, my gosh.
Oh.
And I didn't realize, because usually Alicia always bakes one inside. Yeah. So the fact that I didn't know that was the only turkey.
That was the only turkey that was going to happen at that point right now. I was like, I can get in the car and go find another one.
Yeah.
And they were like, where? And then, like I said, when I cut it, as soon as I cut it and the steam went off the skin and I pulled it back, everybody had been looking at it, walking around. People started walking by and they're like, wait a minute. They're like, what? Wait a minute. And they could smell it then. And then they all wanted it. And we were eating. I mean, 10 minutes later, we're eating. And it turned out absolutely incredible. Thank God.
What happened to you on your Thanksgiving? Was it crazy? Was it not crazy? Sergio, how about you?
It's always an awkward family dynamic. I mean, we didn't have anything explode or anybody got run into the house with the car or anything. But one year, we had someone making a pie. And it was that family member that wants to show you how great of a culinary genius they are now. Of course, the fire alarm went off. Everyone had to get out of the house. We had 20 people in there.
Basically, like a plot of a Hallmark movie at this point right now. Like, the fire alarm goes off. You got to walk out.
No, if it was Hallmark, you fall out, you go outside, somebody would fall in love.
Oh, that's true.
You know. Yeah.
And there would be a farm and the city girl.
Yes!
And she doesn't need the guy, except he's a handsome lumberjack.
Different worlds. Yeah. Opposites attract. Oh, my gosh. I've never left this area. You should see the world with me. But don't you miss coming back here to your hometown family? Well, there's never been anything for me to be here for. Oh, yeah? Still feel that way? I mean, look at us. Scene one. Cut. Yeah. Already done.
Meanwhile, he just has hijinks at his house. Hijinks. That's what it is.
No Hallmark movie. Just hijinks.
On our text line, I had a wonderful time with my family, and then I pulled my arm out of its socket trying to pull myself into a very high Uber when going home.
Oh, there is nothing worse than a holiday where you end up in the ER.
Yeah. What happened on your Thanksgiving? That was on our text line. Hey, Kara.
My daughter-in-law's grandfather hit on me.
Oh, my gosh.
Wait a minute. Your daughter-in-law's grandfather hit on you. Are you married?
Oh, I am.
Well,
oh. Right in front of my parents, too.
What did you do? Was he hot?
I just walked away.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, you can't cause. I didn't want to cause a scene.
Yeah.
And then I turn around and I was like, you're very uncomfortable. And then he's saying goodbye and he says to me, "I'll try to be better next time."
Oh my god!
Oh, creep. He's a creepazoid.
Creep old guy.
Wait a minute. Yeah. So So this happened in front. It was a serious pass then. It wasn't just a situation where he was like, you know.
Oh, no.
He's not one of those jokesters older.
No, no.
Yeah, okay.
No.
Wow.
No, he was creepy. It was disgusting and extremely uncomfortable. And when I saw my daughter-in-law yesterday, it was like, oh, God. Because I love her to pieces.
Yeah.
But that was horrible.
Well, you could be family both ways.
Mm-hmm.
Nope. Disgusting, no.
Hey, Juliana, what happened on your Thanksgiving?
Oh, my gosh. We forgot to cook the stuffing.
Oh, that's so. One year on Easter, my wife forgot to hit bake on the oven, and she didn't cook the ham.
Yeah.
So stuffing's a big one though, because it's the staple of Thanksgiving.
Right.
Right. If you don't have the stuffing,
yeah, that stinks. And then just eat it raw, I guess.
We had 26 people over at the house.
Oh no!
And it was just like we were all trying to take pictures, and then all of a sudden the food is ready, and we take everything out, and we're like, wait a minute, where's the stuffing?
So I got to know. So wait a minute. Do you guys, you make it fresh yourselves, or do you use instant? Because, I mean, if it's instant, 20 minutes later, you're okay. You can have it for dessert.
No, we made it homemade.
Oh, no. You're done.
Yeah.
You're done. Yep. You're done. No stuffing.
Yes. But I would say if there's one thing I want missing from my Thanksgiving table, it's not the stuffing.
No.
No.
No, no, no. I'd take something else definitely out.
Like the salad. Yeah.
Richard, what happened on your Thanksgiving?
So we decided to have my younger sister's new boyfriend do the pumpkin pie for us. And instead of making pumpkin pie, he decided, I'm just going to make a Boston cream pie. My dad was really upset with him, and he yelled at him for a minute. And my younger sister had a talk with him about the difference between pumpkin and Boston cream.
I'm gonna tell you right now, flat out. Okay, and I'm sure you had a lovely holiday, and your mother and father are lovely people. But if I go to a party and I brought a different kind of pie, and I get yelled at by my not even father-in-law, my girlfriend's dad, and everybody's judging me, because they believe that pumpkin pie is superior to Boston cream pie. Anna, guess what?
What?
I don't want to be part of that family.
We're breaking up
before Christmas. Don't worry. You won't need to play set for them.
Also, who comes? That's like a big responsibility, like bring a pumpkin pie.
Right.
Like what? You give that to like this poor guy?
Right. Who's being introduced to the family.
And then gets yelled at.
Sister's boyfriend. Can you imagine Thanksgiving? No. I could be with my family. But no, here I am. I'm getting yelled at by your family because I brought the wrong pie. We break up instantly.
Yeah, I definitely think that's like a red flag deal breaker. You know, your family's nuts. Like,
right.
It's like, I'm good. I'm good with that.
I'm sorry, bro, but it ain't on him. It's on you guys.
I mean, I feel bad, Richard, saying that, but what? Just makes me so happy.
El show de Ana y Raven.
Nev.
Hola, Ana Raven.
Hola, Nev.
Muchas gracias por nuestros regalos de Navidad. No tenías que hacerlo.
Yo quería.
Nah, thanks. Good. Yeah. 2 years ago, we made a movie called Santa's Second Wife. It was an independent film company. Heard us talking about an idea we had for a Hallmark movie on the air.
Mm-hmm.
And they reached out to us and said, we'll make your movie. And it took a year of filming and everything. And now we have one of the worst holiday movies that's ever been created.
Here is the original idea as Anna and I presented it on the air.
This holiday season, everyone's in the spirit.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
But when Mrs. Claus unexpectedly passes through the pearly gates, Santa's left with a huge hole in his heart.
Oh no, Mrs. Claus.
In a city, the hustle and bustle of being a single mom to three boys can mean your love life takes the back seat.
You guys keep me so busy, I don't even have time for dating.
But this year, there's something magical happening.
All right, it says she's an Aquarius. All right, do I swipe it? Do I swipe it right?
Watch what happens when a suddenly available jolly widower takes a chance on a divorcee working 60 hours a week to feed her elves in a two-bedroom in the Bronx.
Hello, is Santa smoldering?
That was our original trailer.
I saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus with Jennifer Love Hewitt and Mario Lopez as Santa.
I mean, what a great movie that would have been.
Yeah, but that's not what happened. We had to switch things around. Now, producer Justin, I don't know if you're aware of this, but when we went to go make the movie, I guess there's this, it's an unsaid thing, but
right.
You never have Mrs. Claus or Santa Claus die in a movie.
They can't die.
Right. And I said, like, the kids know that the real Santa Claus is at the North Pole busy. This is just a movie. The kids know that this is not real, but I guess you never do it.
Yeah.
So we had to do it.
They had to change the idea a little bit.
They had to change the idea where she didn't die. Instead, they just got divorced.
Instead, she was just bad.
Yeah.
She was leaving him.
Yeah.
She wanted to go party.
A little tweak, sure. Yeah. No, it makes sense.
Justin, your job, and now it's even translated in Spanish. It's been an international super
hit. We got that part. You're so excited about that.
So, Justin, your job over the holiday weekend, you know, as one of our newer producers, is that you had to watch the movie. What did you think?
Well, I had to watch it twice. So I I watched it the first time, and I found myself, you see my notebook here, I took copious notes.
Yeah, let me hear.
I found myself taking so many notes that I was missing bits that I had to keep rewinding. So I said, you know what? I'm going to stop taking notes. I'm going to just watch it through the first time. And then on the second watch, then I'm going to continue making all my notes.
That is a commitment to a terrible movie.
Let's get to these notes here, then.
Well, first of all, the YouTube search came up with it's Santa's new wife. So I'm searching Santa's second wife, and all I got was the trailer, so that I just hit the link.
No, it's called Santa's second
wife.
I know
what it's called.
That's so weird. Why does it do that?
I'm saying YouTube.
One of those unwritten rules again, that Santa doesn't... Santa's not polygamous.
It probably translates in Spanish.
Yeah.
To Santa's new wife.
I mean, but he
wife.
Was searching in English, weren't you?
Yes.
Who
yes.
Knows?
It's also listed in English. It's not just in Spanish now. All right, what else do you have?
Well, my idea for the gritty reboot was instead of divorcing Mrs. Claus, it just broke my heart. I mean, Mrs. Claus, oh my goodness. And we all
Moving
know,
on.
Everyone in their life knows an ex-wife like Mrs. Jessica Claus, who is just...
money grubbing.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
And like, I know that's my buddy's ex-wife right there. I was saying that through the entire movie going, oh geez. But name redacted, but that is her. Holy mackerel.
So much hotter though than the new Claus.
Okay.
All right, what else do you got?
You know, it's, let's see.
You have pages of notes.
I have pages of notes here.
But how about our acting skills? Raven and I starred in the movie.
We were the best part of the movie.
All right, so an acting note for you, Raven. In the very first scene where you folks enter, you're coming in. You're holding a big bucket. You're holding a big...
so awkward.
Yeah, and you didn't give it any weight. It looked like it was of feathers. And then you put it down, and at the end of the scene, you say, Nev, would you like me to help you carry this out? And she's like, picking it up with one finger. You're like, no, I think I got this, Raven.
Well, you know what? She wasn't a great actress either, all right? She would have been ready. She would have gave it
some weight. She was terrific.
That's a fair point, though.
Well, we're going to have more of Justin's review. That's coming up next.
That was fair.
I didn't know that this year for the holidays, my gift would be being an international movie star. Yeah. But here we are. Here we are.
You know, I'm just going to lodge one complaint. I'm just going to say that there was an awful lot of your Spanish speaking featured in that clip. And I'd like to hear some more of mine because I thought the way that I rolled my R's was wonderful.
2 years ago, Raven and I had an idea for a movie, a holiday movie that we tried to pitch to Hallmark. It was called Santa's Second Wife. And Hallmark ignored us, but...
Yeah, spoiler alert, yeah. Didn't get any of them on the phone.
Nobody didn't even respond to my emails, calls, nothing.
Nothing.
But an independent film company called and said, we'll make your movie, and we did. It was a full year of filming. Raven and I actually play ourselves, one of the main characters. She is an influencer, and she comes on our show to sell whatever she is that she's selling.
Yeah.
So the funny part is that you could go on YouTube, you could look up Santa's Second Wife, you could watch it for free right now. It's also in Spanish.
I mean, it's coming up on the views, too. It's almost even at this point. So you're right, international film stars.
For the next movie, what you want to do is do it in Spanish first. That way it becomes a hot international property that Hallmark will import and be like, hey, we got this awesome Spanish or Mexican whatever movie, yeah, and now we're going to make it English. And then
that's actually a really good idea.
You come out of
that. That's actually a really good idea.
So Justin had never seen the movie because he's a newer producer to our show. So over the break, he was given the task to watch it. Not only did you watch it once, you watched it twice. You've been critiquing us.
Yeah.
So what are your other notes?
Yeah, what else? Yeah.
I don't want to give too many spoilers away here for anyone who hasn't seen it yet. But so Mr. and Mrs. Claus, they get a divorce. And as soon as they sign the divorce contract,
yeah,
they magically transform back into their younger versions of themselves, right?
Yeah.
He comes home from delivering presents on Christmas Eve and he signs the contract and he goes off to bed. As soon as he goes off to bed, she comes in from another door and in the presence of two of the elves, she signs the contract. And the scene is, you see the magic swirls sparkling around her and she transforms into young, vivacious, hot
Jessica Claus.
Jessica Claus.
Yeah.
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 And the two elves are sitting there going, oh my goodness, oh my. And the next scene is Santa waking up the next morning. He can't find his beard and he gets up and his pajamas are too big and he's kind of groggy and he stumbles into the kitchen where one of the same elves is sitting and the same elf freaks out and goes, ah, who are you? Intruder. I'm going to call the cops. He's losing his mind.
Yeah.
And I go, you saw the exact same thing happen in front of your elf.
Yeah. Yeah. Bad editing.
Yeah. Not 8 hours ago.
Editing.
You know what the funny part is? I've watched that movie a million times.
Never picked up on it.
Never realized.
That hit never me like realized. A bucket of water.
I'm like, oh, yeah.
We were focused on something else.
That doesn't make any sense. So, yeah.
What else do you have?
So flash forward to the very end after he goes on these dates. And Nev is a wonderful woman. Everything you'd want in a second wife or, a later in life kind of a marriage and all that.
At least the character was.
Yeah. And then the conflict of the movie comes in and they have the typical Hallmark squabble where like she doesn't know if she can trust him. Anyway, I think we have a clip.
Yeah. So this is what happens.
I've never been to your home.
Well, I live far away.
I've never met any of your friends.
They're far away, too.
Or your family.
And so the setup to that was Nev is speaking to her best friend, Stacy, in a cafe. And she's saying the same. Stacy's grilling her. She's like, well, you can't just introduce this strange new guy to your kids. Has he been to your house? She's like, no, I've been very careful. He hasn't been to my house. He hasn't met my family. He doesn't know you. And so she's attacking Santa Claus for not knowing his home, any of his friends, or any of his family, whereas she's gone out of her way at great lengths to protect herself.
Because she has kids.
Those kids might be made up.
Kids.
Those kids might be made up. She might
not even
have kids.
I just found that a little bit two-sided there.
All right, if you want to watch Santa's Second Wife.
He watched it like a real film critic.
Yeah, he did. We're going to have producer Julie see what she thought. But thumbs up or thumbs down on the movie?
Oh, what is up in Spanish?
Arriba, I think.
Arriba.
Yeah, right. You can just go to YouTube and search Santa's Second Wife, and we'll hear what producer Julie thinks coming up later on. Should we listen to our movie in Spanish just one more time?
Yeah.
El show de Ana y Raven.
Nev.
Hola, Ana Raven.
Hola, Nev.
I can't. It's my favorite.
It's so nice.
A couple years ago, we made a movie called Santa's Second Wife. It's a real movie. Raven and I are in it. We play ourselves. Mm-hmm. I wish we had deeper roles. We play our radio people, and then the woman on the show, she comes on our show. She's an influencer, and she's selling stuff.
Yeah. I mean, we had like three scenes.
Yep.
And I will just say this. We were dynamite in like two of those scenes. If we had more character development,
that movie would have done so much better.
Might have been good.
Yeah. Producer Julie had never seen it. Producer Julie, you started working with us a couple months ago, and you were unaware that Santa's second wife existed.
Yeah, no, it was not included on my curriculum at school studying film.
That's shocking.
You know what? And hurtful. And really, we're going to need the name of your professor to straighten that out.
It's very much... the worst holiday movie you'll ever watch. I'll give you that. And if you go to YouTube, you can watch it for free in English and now in Spanish. Just look up Santa's Second Wife. So, Julie, you watched it over the holiday weekend. That was your whole entire thing. You texted that you watched it at 1.5 speed, which was hurtful also to me.
Yeah. Well, I mean, she's got other things to do with her life,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, to get through it.
So
yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah. I thought it was pretty good. I thought, honestly, your acting was probably the strongest of the film.
Thank you.
I knew it.
Said it.
We're so good.
I will
said
say it.
It.
Yeah. I will say.
Natural.
The costume design of Santa was a little questionable. The beard did not match, so I was a little disappointed in that. Mm-hmm. But there was one scene that really hit home for me.
We could have gone somewhere else.
Why? They have a terrific early bird special.
Early bird special. I'm not familiar with that term.
If you come in for dinner between 4 and 6, there's a nice discount. Plus, I brought a coupon for you from the newspaper.
Yeah, we need more early bird special people. We need to go eat more early. There's nothing wrong with going to restaurants and eating early. I think she's on to something. I think there was a little tease in it. I'm big about the early bird special.
Wait, this is what Julie took apart. She took away from the film. I love
Wait a minute.
This. The central message of the film was this product placement. Because that's what that was, right? Wasn't that scene bought and paid for?
So here's the thing. Wait, I'm confused, Julie.
Oh, here we go.
So the scenario of the movie is that Santa gets divorced, and now this is him going through all the dating apps and meeting all these new women. And This is one of the dates. And he shows up. And the problem is everyone, when they think they're dating Santa Claus, he returns to his 40-year-old self. But this woman is probably 75 on a good day.
Yeah.
So do you not know what an early bird special is? Were you just fascinated by the term? Had you had never heard of it before?
I know early bird special is like you go early and there's a little discount.
Feel like you knew it, but...
Yeah, I feel like I connected. Maybe in a past life, I was an early bird special often goer.
You could have been Santa's third wife.
One year I dedicated my life to this movie. 1 year. 1,000 emails a day, shoots, how are we going to get the money, how are we, Zooms, you took away the one scene where the lady says early bird special.
They got me. I'm a viewer for life for that reason.
That wasn't in any of our writing either. We didn't do that part.
So what did you think of us in the movie?
Yeah. I think you guys did a good job. I think I would watch it again for your... I agree. Character
to be like, I know them.
Yeah. Yep. I felt like I connected. And if there was some more character development, I think you could have had a second story going.
Julie, you studied film. Write us a movie. Let's make a movie.
Ooh.
Let's make a new movie.
Yes, because we learned a lot.
Yeah, and also it cost me money. So please, if you can come up with a budget for it too, that would be fantastic.
Still waiting to get paid over here.
Yeah, we're never getting any money from this movie.
Still waiting to get paid.
This is a season to just spend so much money. It's actually nauseating if you really think about it.
I don't understand actually how anybody's going to get anything done today. Wherever they're going, right? Because I feel like this is what every single person is doing. Do you know that they're now doing Travel Tuesday as well? Like that, so it's Black Friday, Small Business Saturday. Sunday, I guess, is the day of the Sabbath. You get to rest. Monday, Cyber Monday. Tuesday, Travel Tuesday.
No, first of all, it's Giving Tuesday.
It's that too.
Giving Tuesday where you
travel
make donations.
Tuesday. I'm telling you, I've received 3 emails today. They're trying to do both.
They're trying to do everything because you want to know what? They know that you're going to spend money this time of year.
Yeah.
$12 billion is expected to be spent today on Cyber Monday. Top things that'll be bought is clothes, cosmetics, and electronics. And on average, each American will spend $234.
You know, I mean, I remember for a long time, probably a decade and a half or so, that every single year I was buying either a television, multiple televisions, or computers or whatever, or video game systems. And that time is kind of gone for me now. At this point, like, my computers last longer. I have nice televisions in my house. They're pretty cheap. This year I have to buy some, though.
It's funny.
Replacing some.
I'm never the person at work that's shopping online or do anything like that. I mean, it's hard for our job, too, because we're always up against the clock and we have to hurry up. And, you know,
sure.
But today I have been consumed with trying to find a laptop And it's sold out everywhere.
Yeah.
And then I keep kicking myself. And this is the second time this season so far that I was kicking myself because why didn't I just buy it 2 days ago? And I feel like it's starting to be sold out everywhere.
I mean, you were busy.
No, but I...
You thought you were going to do better today?
I had it in my head that on Cyber Monday, the prices were going to come down even more.
Oh, no.
And the truth of the matter is, it's not true. Yeah. I was better off, like, on Wednesday or Tuesday of last week before Thanksgiving than I am right now. The prices are going up.
I mean, the last couple of years, they've really been the same for the most part. But this year, you know, you got the vibe that Black Friday was back and people were in stores. So maybe there was a little bit more reward out there because that's how they would strengthen that holiday again. I don't know. Good luck.
All I know is I went on Amazon.com and it popped up and it had metal detectors. And it said limited quantities only.
So you bought right away that time. I'm not missing out again.
What am I going to do with a metal detector? In my mind, I'm like, I go to the beach.
Yeah.
This summer, I'm going to go find treasure. Let me buy it really quick. And then I hit buy and I go, that was stupid. Yeah. That was something that nobody actually needs in my family.
Yeah, part of the thing that I buy is, so I get all the gift cards on Cyber Monday because like they'll give you like 10%, 20% off or whatever too. And I buy like massive amounts of gift cards that way, like the entire next year I'm doing that. So $1,000 in pet store gift cards I'll buy today.
That's a lot of pet store gift cards.
I got bougie dogs. Yeah. And they spend a lot every year, those dogs.
What's the dumbest thing you bought on Black Friday?
I mean, I haven't gotten to do any real shopping yet. I bought a 70-piece matchbox set without knowing whether or not my nephew's really into those at all.
That's the
problem. Got a text back from his dad. He's like, he loves hockey. Let's see. What else did I get? I can't say what I got for my wife, but she'll probably think it's stupid. Oh, I bought my grandson a motorcycle tricycle that switches from a tricycle to a motorcycle.
Oh.
And then I also bought him a soccer and basketball hoop combination as well. I didn't even care what the money was. I just threw it in the cart.
Yeah, but did he start walking yet?
Oh, yeah, he walks, kind of. I mean, he falls on his face a lot.
All right. Well, that's good for the soccer
set. I mean, it'll be ready in a minute.
Happy shopping today if you're out there.
Good luck.
One couple.
I don't want to keep dealing with my sister and all of the drama it's causing.
Isn't that the stupidest thing you ever heard?
One problem.
To name the baby Clifford and demand that we change our dog's name.
You decide the outcome.
Yeah, thank you. I love the audience for that.
Will be a fun story, hopefully, to us in a few years.
It's Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day a couple joins us to let us know what their disagreement is about, and then it's up for you to decide who's right.
Couples Court is powered by Ro.co. Are GLP-1s right for you? Go to Ro.co/Anna to find out if you're covered for free.
For box warning and full safety information, go to Ro.co/safety. Prescription only. Brian and Trinity. Trinity, what's going on?
So my husband, Brian, is going to a holiday party with his new company. He's been at for 6 months. And I really want him to bring the kids and have a +3 instead of a +1. He said he won't ask his boss if he can bring the kids. And I think that's really weird.
Okay, hold on a second. Why would you in the first place bring children to a company holiday party?
Well, it's at an amusement park.
Oh. Oh, yeah, but still.
Brian, what's your side of this? What are the instructions been?
Okay. I just started this job 6 months ago. It has not even been a year. I barely know most of my coworkers. I don't want to be that guy to go to my boss and say, hey, I know I just started working here, but I want to bring my entire family to this holiday party.
You weren't instructed on this? Like, basically, when the invitation came out, it isn't, hey, feel free to bring your spouse or partner.
All it said was that everyone can bring a +1 if they wanted to. So it wasn't even... So I don't know, you know, when they book this amusement park, if we're only allowed to have, like, a certain amount of people. Mm-hmm. Plus, the invite that we got, it's like a amusement park, but also like a cocktail mixer where you kind of meet people with the company. That's going to be hard for me to do if I also have to watch my children. I feel like there's a time and a place, and this isn't the time. No, it is the place because it's an amusement park, but it's not the time. And I told my kids, look, we can go another time when this isn't important for daddy. You know, I really don't want to lose this job. I just started here 6 months ago. And before that, I was unemployed for about 5 months. So I really need this.
but it's free and it's at an amusement park, so I don't see why you can't take the kids and they can go on rides while you're talking to all your coworkers.
Yeah, I mean,
it's just, it's my job. We could go 5 times on 5 different days, just not this day. Like, just give me this one. I want to make a good impression. I don't want to be that guy. I've seen that guy too many times working different jobs. Nobody likes that guy.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know, Anna. What do you think? An invitation comes out. It clearly says plus one. I don't think I'd be the guy asking anyways. However, I mean, just asking, you don't actually have to say, make sure you comp these tickets for my family. You could just ask, does anybody ever bring their family? You know, even say something like, you know, my kids here, I'm going to an amusement park. They get jealous.
I actually wouldn't. If it says plus one and there's a cocktail hour, it's an adult thing. Yeah. And I think it makes you look bad if you say, can I bring my kids? I am actually agreeing with you, Brian. I would never bring it up.
Yeah, I mean, I think it deflects from the reason that the boss has probably put forth for you to be there. On the other hand, I don't think it costs you your job to ask, but I'm not sure I would ask.
What do you think? Is it a big deal for him just to slyly ask his boss, like, oh, our family's welcome? Do you think that's a big deal? Or should he just keep his mouth shut because that's what the invitation said and follow directions? What do you do when you're invited to your holiday party plus one, but it's at an amusement park and your kids want to go too? That's what's going on with Brian and Trinity. Brian has been working at his new job. I think he's been like 6 months or so. This is his first company holiday party. He gets the invitation. It's at an amusement park. And it says, you know, you plus like a guest. A guest. And Trinity doesn't understand why the kids can't go.
Yeah, listen, I get it, right? You look at it like a free day and the kids are going to hear that dad's going to an amusement park or mom and dad going to an amusement park. It's going to make it even worse. They're going to want to go. They're going to, cry about it or whatever. But, you know, try and think of that scenario. If nobody else has got their children there, what are you doing when you're at that mixer?
Her argument is, why don't you just ask? Maybe it's no big deal. Maybe everybody brings their kids. You don't know. What's the big deal in just asking your boss and seeing what he says about it?
It feels like maybe they'd present it a little bit differently, right? I mean, either way, Brian is very, very worked up about the prospect of bringing his kids.
What do you think? Nancy, whose side are you on?
Oh, my God, the husband. Because it's a cocktail. There's going to be cocktails there. Just got the job. Like he said, take those kids anytime on other days. Just give him that one day, like he said. I mean, it sounds like he doesn't want to lose the job and he wants to make it an impression. And it's a chance for him to mingle with all the other people that work there. And he doesn't need his kids pulling on his shirt.
I mean, definitive for me is how anxious he just seems about all of it. If he's going to have that much of a freak out, honestly, I want him to keep the job, too. You know, like.
If your company holiday invite said plus one, one guest, but it was at an amusement park and your kids really wanted to go, is there any harm in just asking your boss if you could take them? The Couples Core is powered by Cricket Nation. Joining Cricket Nation is your hack for pricey holiday shopping because at Cricket Wireless, you can get 4 5G lines for only $25 per line. Smile, you're on Cricket.
It's Brian's holiday party, and that's exactly Trinity's point. She says, listen, we got 2 kids. This would be great if we could have tickets comp for the entire day. That'd be fantastic. They can all enjoy the amusement park. But he says, this is a work thing, not a family thing, and I want to keep it separate.
Yeah, but is it such a big deal if he just asks? Maybe everybody brings their kids. Barbara, whose side are you on?
Believe it or not, I am on the husband's side because it is a company party. Mm-hmm. To do a family gathering like that, it is very unprofessional at an amusement park when it's a cocktail party.
Yeah.
And it only says plus one. It does not invite the family. I've been to parties with my ex where we did have kids invited and it did say plus family. So for this one to specifically say plus one only, for him to ask his boss, I think would be very inappropriate.
Joanne, what do you think? Whose side are you on?
I'm on the husband's side. If it says plus one, it's clearly you, and maybe if you feel up to it, you're plus one.
Yeah, and if they're going to be kind of, you know, talking about how the kids should come the entire time, too, maybe she doesn't go. I don't know, right? Like, it's a work thing. But I will say this.
Yeah.
It's a little bit weird to have your adult party at an amusement park.
No, and it's not. We've had a million parties at amusement parks, at arcades, at tracks.
Suspect.
No, that's how you have fun. And yeah, it's not always for the kids. Adults are allowed to have fun like that, too.
No, they're not.
Yeah, thank you.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Brian, our audience agreed with you. It's your job. If you're not comfortable asking, don't ask. And if you get a plus one, Trinity, you're going. Go and have an adult night. Have fun.
Thank you. We could make a date out of it. You know, it's just, I know there's no issue in asking, but sometimes they'll remember that, right? Like, oh, this new guy overstepped. I'll remember that in the future. I'm just glad that people agree.
Well, I don't necessarily think that they'll be like, I'll pay him back because he had children. That doesn't seem like the thing to me. But on the other hand, if you're the guy who's always seen as the one that you have to get permission or you're asking for something extra, I can understand that, right? Like, it does seem like it's an adult team building thing. And it's a perfect time for Trinity to make a great impression on your coworkers and maybe your bosses, too.
Yeah, they could meet my wife first. We get brownie points. Then they can meet the children.
Trinity, I'm sorry. It doesn't seem like it was the deal that you were looking for, but there'll have to be another amusement park day, I'm thinking.
Okay, I guess he could ask, but this time I guess he won't.
All right, if you have a problem too, send an email. couplescore@annaandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
The Can't Beat Raven cash jackpot is $2,700 thanks to BetterHelp. This program is sponsored by BetterHelp. BetterHelp makes it easy to match with a licensed therapist. Get 10% off your first month of online therapy at betterhelp.com/AnnaandRaven. Mia, you want to win some money?
Yes, I do.
Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, please leave the room.
You got it. Good luck, Mia.
I really would like to give away cash today. Here's how it's going to work. Raven can't hear us. We're in a soundproof studio. He's outside now. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I'll bring them back in, ask them the same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven. You ready?
Yes, I am.
Number 1, Ben Affleck and Jennifer Garner spent Thanksgiving Day together. First, they helped feed the needy with their kids in L.A., and then Ben went to Jennifer's house for dinner. Jennifer starred on a TV series in the early 2000s where she played an international spy. What show was that?
I have no idea.
Number 2, the best Christmas comedies that you can stream right now include A Christmas Story, Elf, and Scrooged. Scrooged is a modern take on the novel A Christmas Carol by what author?
I don't know again.
Number 3, Oxford Dictionary announced their word of the year. It's brain rot. Last week, Dictionary.com announced their word of the year that stemmed from an influencer on TikTok. What word was that?
Slay.
At number 4, today is Walt Disney Day, celebrating Walt Disney's birthday. Tom Hanks is a distant relative of Walt Disney and portrayed him in what 2013 movie?
Oh, I don't know again.
And number 5, speaking of Disney, Moana 2 opened over $220 million last weekend, fueling the biggest movie weekend of all time. In the original movie, what character stole Tafiti's heart and ended up causing chaos?
Oh, that big guy. I don't know.
Okay. All right, Mia, let me bring Raven back in.
Yo.
All right, I have good news and I have bad news.
Hmm.
All right, the bad news is that Mia didn't get any right.
Wow, good job, Mia.
Okay, the good news is that we're kicking off something new called Zero to Hero. So when we get 5 people that get 0 right, you'll have your chance to come back and go head-to-head against them. You're the second person that has gotten 0 right so far in the last month.
All right, let's see how I do.
All right, number 1, Ben Affleck and Jennifer Garner spent Thanksgiving Day together. First, they helped feed the needy with their kids in L.A., and then Ben went over to Jennifer's house for dinner. Jennifer starred on a TV series in the early 2000s where she played an international spy. What show was that?
It's Alias.
Alias is correct.
She's like a saint. Right?
She is, yes.
I mean, like, she continues to just uplift him.
Number 2, the best Christmas comedies that you can stream right now include A Christmas Story, Elf, and Scrooged. Scrooged is a modern take on the novel A Christmas Carol by what author?
Oh, I know this one. Dickens.
It's Charles Dickens, mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. No. Ghost wrote by Stephen King.
What?
He got some help from Stephen King.
He did not.
Yeah.
Charles Dickens was, like, a long time before Stephen King.
Yeah, well, I mean, time machines and all that stuff.
Number 3, Oxford writer. Dictionary announced their word of the year. It's brain rot. Last week, Dictionary.com announced their word of the year that stemmed from an influencer on TikTok. What word is that?
Demure.
Demure is correct.
Mm-hmm.
Number 4, today is Walt Disney Day, celebrating Walt Disney's birthday. Tom Hanks is a distant relative of Walt Disney and portrayed him in what 2013 movie?
2013, Pinocchio.
Saving Mr. Banks.
Nope.
Number 5, speaking of Disney, Moana 2 opened over $220 million this past weekend, fueling the biggest movie weekend of all time. You put that with Wicked and Gladiator, forget it. In the original movie, what character stole Tafiti's heart and ended up causing chaos?
I don't know. Hades.
Maui.
Maui. Terrible right. person.
I'm sorry, Mia. He beat you 3-0 today. That's going to get you an Anna and Raven t-shirt.
My name's Mia, and I can't beat Raven.
Better luck next time. Enjoy that shirt, girl. $2,800 tomorrow, Anna.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.